Hey, Harvest Partners, Pastor Greg here. Just had a great conversation with Lee Strobel, and I want to share it with you right now. Well, Lee, we have put out a proclamation,
yeah,
and we're calling 2017 the year of good news. And it's because we're living in a time of bad news, depressing news, frightening news, and even fake news. Mm. And I thought it's time for some good news in a bad world.
Yeah.
And you know, as you know, Lee, the word gospel means good news. And this is the message we're called by Jesus to proclaim to the world. And, you know, you've written a lot of books, starting with Case for Christ and A Case for Grace and many others. But I'll tell you what, it seems like nowadays you almost need to make a case for evangelism, yeah, because so many are just not doing it.
Yeah.
They're not doing it. So what would you say to folks out there about the importance of sharing their faith and why they should do it?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. When I was hired on the faculty of Houston Baptist University to teach there, which I currently do, they said, well, do you want to teach apologetics? Because that's what your books are about. And I said, no, I'm not an apologist. I am an evangelist.
Wow.
I want to reach people with the gospel. Now, I use apologetics as a tool in doing that,
yes,
in a skeptical culture, but I teach a course on evangelism because, as you say, it is so important for us to get back to the basics of how do we explain this message in ways that people can understand and call them to commitment. You know, I was almost 30 years old, an atheist reporter at the Chicago Tribune, when I first heard the gospel articulated in a way I could get it. Now, you think about that. Living in the United States,
yeah,
I'm almost 30 years old, and I've not heard that and understood the gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is more prevalent than we think.
Yeah.
And so I think the proclamation about the year of good news is so important. We were talking, you and I, earlier about the fact that some people would, you know, sooner go overseas to share their faith,
yeah,
than cross the street to
That's
share
so
with
true.
A neighbor. I find that to be true. Now, we don't all have to do it the same way.
Right.
I think the Bible has at least half a dozen different styles of evangelism.
Right.
You know, you have a style, I have a style, but I don't want to impose that on my wife, who may have a different style.
Yeah.
And that's okay, but we need to understand that God can use us as He's wired us up to share this message of hope and grace to neighbors, to friends, and to take that risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes,
that's it.
You know, when a spiritual opportunity comes up, sometimes what you have to do is first take a quick breath, because you have to have lungs in your air in your lungs. Say a quick prayer.
Yes.
And open your mouth and let it rip.
Yeah.
You just got to take a risk. Because, you know, here's the deal. Let's say you're going to invite someone to church at Easter or Christmas or just a weekend, and you have a friend and you know they need to come to church to hear the gospel articulated by a gifted pastor. And, you know, so you invite them, and they say, no, sorry, I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two things have happened. Number one, you've now let this person know that you're a Christian and probably planted a seed for a future conversation. But secondly, someone declining your invitation, does that shatter your soul?
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, in the first century, followers of Jesus were dipped in tar and hung from posts and lit on fire to provide lighting for Nero's parties at night.
True.
Just having someone say, you know what, thanks for offering or thanks for sharing that, I'm just not interested, that's not the end of the world.
No.
And it probably plants a seed for some later discussion.
So it's true they may say no, but it's also possible they may say yes.
Yes.
And I read a stat, I can't remember the exact percentage, but a very large percentage of people I read would go to church if someone would invite them.
I know
them.
The number.
Okay,
it was a George Barna study several years ago.
Yes.
He said there are 15 to 18 million people in the United States sitting there on Sunday morning who would gladly have gone to church if a friend would have invited
them.
Isn't
that something?
15 to 18 million souls sitting in their recliners on Sunday morning because nobody thought to extend an invitation.
Yeah,
to
and those are the pastors. That's a sad part. No, that's a joke. Okay, so that's why we put out this proclamation saying that 2017 is the year of good news. If you would like to sign on, and Lee has signed, and Max Lucado, and Jack Graham, and Al Mohler, and it's just an amazing list of Christian leaders, pastors, preachers, and thinkers have signed it. Chris Tomlin, so many others. Just go to goodnews.harvestamerica.com, and you can be a part of making 2017 the year of good news.